Now, let me read verses 5 and 6 here. And after these things, I saw in the sanctuary, or the temple of the tabernacle, of the testimony, or of the witness in heaven was open. There came out from the temple 7 angels having the 7 plagues, clothed in linen pure and white, and girt about the breast with golden girdles. Now the temple is referred to 15 times in the Revelation. Its prominence cannot be ignored. In the first part of Revelation, it's the church, no temple. From there on, we have a scene in heaven, and the temple is opened in heaven. There's a temple on earth also patterned after the one in heaven. Now, there's no temple in the New Jerusalem where the church is going. There's no temple there. Why? Because the church is not identified with. This ought to tell something, friends. He's dealing with people who have had a temple. And I know of but one people that have been given a God-given temple patterned after the one in heaven. Now, in this instance, the reference is specifically to the tabernacle and the Holy of Holies in which the Ark of the Testimony was kept. In the Ark were the tables of stone. Both the tabernacle and the tables of stones were duplicates of the original in heaven. Now, the originals have already been referred to in Revelation 11:19. The action of God here is based on the violation of His covenant with Israel, the broken law. God is righteous in what He's about to do. He will judge. Then He will carry out His covenant with Israel. And so the prominence of angels in this book is again called to our attention by the appearance of angels at this point. Previously, 7 angels blew on 7 trumpets. Here in a new series, 7 who have the 7 plagues of the bowls of wrath. Their departure from the temple demonstrates they've departed from the mercy seat, and now God acts in justice and not mercy. They're clothed in linen, and one meaning is a precious stone, apparently a robe that is dotted or decorated with stones. That seems to be the picture. The gold girdles reveal them in the livery of Christ, who no longer is exercising a priestly function, but is seen here judging the world.